Wow, we are officially at 100 episodes of the Hungarian Living Podcast. Woohoo! That is definitely something to celebrate. But the Hungarian Living Podcast is not really about me and what I'm doing. It is more about you and your Hungarian heritage and supporting you with creative ways to learn more about it. So let's dig in. Hi, welcome to the Hungarian Living Podcast. I'm your host, Elizabeth Szabó-Vas. We're on a mission to help you maintain a meaningful connection to Hungarian culture and heritage in a variety of ways. We'll talk about food, travel, history, music, language, genealogy, and more. So whether you know a little or a lot about being Hungarian, this is the place to be. Welcome to the Hungarian Living Podcast. I am Liz, your host. Today, we are talking all about the variety of ways you can make a deeper connection with your Hungarian heritage. And in fact, if you are already deep into it, I'm sure you can teach me a lot about the area you are passionate about. There are so many angles, and I am sure you can find one that speaks to your interests and passions. While I do believe it is fun to learn about things so we can share them with others, sometimes we just do things for ourselves because we are curious and we're interested. And it doesn't really matter if someone else is interested in what we are doing. So if you are interested in learning something about Hungarian heritage and culture, carve out some time to explore it. Find that topic that intrigues you and dig in. And if you haven't found that thing that intrigues you, or you aren't sure about how to choose the place to delve in, think about the things you naturally enjoy. Maybe it's history, cooking, genealogy, traveling, language, watching movies, reading, gardening, folk arts and crafts. You know, the list is endless. And as we go through this episode, I want you to just think about not only the things that intrigue you, but also the ways that you like to learn more about them. History. So what was happening in Hungary when your family member left? What were the borders like at that time? Did your family member settle in an area in their new country where there was an established group of Hungarians? In terms of cooking, what heritage foods do you remember from your childhood? Have you cooked those foods? Are you excited about revisiting classic Hungarian dishes and learning about the variations? We offer cooking classes several times a year, and they are a great way to expand your knowledge and taste buds. You can check out our upcoming classes at the Hungarian Store website, and we'll have these important links in the show notes. What about genealogy? What is the region of Hungary your relatives came from? Do you know the villages your ancestors came from? Are they still in present-day Hungary, or are they located outside of today's Hungary? Have you ever taken a DNA test and looked for relatives? Do you know your family's story? Language. Did you grow up hearing or even speaking Hungarian? When you were out and about, have you run into people speaking Hungarian and recognized it? Have you tried to learn Hungarian formally, or do you already know it, but you have no one to practice with? We offer Hungarian language lessons at a variety of levels. If you want to grow in your language skills, we would love to help you find a class that matches your level. Music. Music is such a part of Hungarian life. Have you listened to music from Hungary, from your region of Hungary? There are oldies and there are contemporary songs. As you can imagine, they run the gamut. If you are a musician, you may know of Hungarian composers. If your child or grandchild is taking music lessons, it might be fun to request that they learn some songs by Hungarian composers. When our kids were younger and taking piano lessons, their teacher picked out some songs for them to learn with the Hungarian connection. But learning Hungarian through singing is also a great way to grow your language skills and keep up with your music knowledge. Traveling. Are there particular things in Hungary you would like to see or do? Are there particular regions of Hungary you want to visit? Have you ever been to your ancestral village? Are there still relatives living there? Do you even know? I had no idea that we did over 10 years ago, so it's possible. You never know. If you don't want to leave your country to travel internationally, you could probably find some pockets of Hungarian heritage within 6 to 8 hours of where you live. But of course, spending time in Hungary or Transylvania would certainly give you a deep dive into the heritage and culture. We will be visiting both Hungary and Slovakia in May of 2025, and we will be in Transylvania, which is the Hungarian area of Romania, in October 2025. So check out MadeiraLiving.com, and that is our tour website for more information. Watching movies. Have you ever watched a film that helped you get a sense of history or a person? Have you seen Hungarian films, many of which are subtitled in English? You could check out the place where you go for movies, whether it's Netflix or Hulu or wherever it is, and Google Hungary or Hungarian and see what comes up. If you've watched Hungarian movies, have you noticed a certain style to Hungarian filmmaking? Did you know that Hollywood was impacted by the influence of Hungarians? Reading. From fiction to nonfiction to historical fiction, there are a lot of books out there in English about many facets of Hungarian life, from life in Hungary to escaping communism and socialism and adjusting to life in a new place. Some have been translated from Hungarian to English, and others were simply written in English. There is so much to be gained from reading a memoir or autobiography. What have you read lately? Have you heard an author speak about their book? We carry a number of books for all ages at our website, thehungarianstore.com. Gardening and foraging. This year, we decided to grow several varieties of Hungarian peppers, and we are learning a little bit more about foraging. Whether you are interested in growing Hungarian varieties or foraging for food, you can add some fun to your meals by learning more about it. Hobby farming. Many people are exploring the option of what we call hobby farming. But in Hungary, these little plots of land next to homes where there are a few chickens and a pig, fruit and nut trees, and a garden that can sustain a family, that's the way of life. How did we stray so far from that, and has it been for our benefit? I distinctly remember visiting our relatives when we met them in May of 2012, and in the fall, somebody was getting married. And in the backyard was the wedding pig. This was the pig that was grown specifically for celebrating during the wedding to provide food for the guests. I think we've just gotten a little bit far away from that. Or at least, I am a city girl. I grew up in a city. I am so far removed from farm life that it just doesn't even occur to me that you would grow your own pig, you know, or, you know, feed your own pig and nurture it and all that kind of stuff for your own wedding, but, or the wedding of your child. But wow, that was something for me to learn about. So I don't know, we call it hobby farming, but I think it's more than just a hobby for these guys. And maybe we have lost something along the way by treating it as a hobby instead of that growing your own food is a healthier way to go. Folk arts and crafts are a way of passing down traditions, learning new skills, and being a part of the creative process. Aside from the method of folk art, there is so much to learn about the various regions of Hungary and the meaning behind the traditional folk art. So now that I have mentioned a few things to kind of get you thinking, what are you curious about? Or what are you already into? I would love to know. Every topic can be approached in a variety of ways according to your learning style. It is also very rewarding to encourage others to delve into their heritage. You can purchase meaningful and fun gifts from the Hungarian store, and you can take classes together even if you live in different cities, or you can give the class or workshop as a gift. There's just so many ways to learn, and I just really want to encourage you to find your way and dig into it. And if we can help you in any way, please let us know. You can sign up for our newsletters to receive information on our new products and what classes are coming up, as well as the tours we're hosting. We will get back to some regular podcasting. I know the podcasts have taken a little bit of a backseat because of the other work that we have been doing this year with the Hungarian Heritage Expo and tours and those kinds of things. But we will get back to at least monthly podcasts. But we have added so many new ways to make a connection. So it's pretty important for you to receive our newsletter to stay in the loop as to what opportunities are coming up. You can sign up at HungarianLiving.com, and we'll have a link for you in the show notes for that. So we'd love to hear what you are up to. Where are the places that you are really deep diving in? Have you spent, you know, a couple of years on genealogy and have gotten super excited about it and made a lot of progress? Maybe you've started doing some folk art and doing some embroidery. We'd just love to know. So email us at podcast@hungarianliving.com and let us know what you've been up to or how we can help you further along your understanding of your Hungarian heritage. Have a great week. I hope to see you soon. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode of the Hungarian Living Podcast, please share it with someone you know who loves their Hungarian heritage. And sign up for our newsletter and catalog at HungarianLiving.com. There's a link in the show notes. Special thanks to Stephen Cicek and the Animal Cannibals for the show music.